but I passed the breath test. This is McDaniel Reynolds with the Reynolds Defense Firm, and we specialize in one thing. We represent good people facing DUI charges. While you know that it's illegal to drive with a .08 or greater blood alcohol content, not everyone knows that you could be arrested in Oregon for an alcohol DUI even if you blow well under a .08. This is a pretty loose standard, and it's a way that many of the good people we represent find themselves needing our help when they thought they were doing everything right. The Reynolds Defense Firm. We're solid, we're here if you need us, and we are very good at what we do.
You've got the home of the truth. Back to the bald-faced truth with John Canzano on 750 The Game.
Well, I like a good cause. Taste of Portland is a great cause. Celebration of the city and the restaurants and the food and drink in the region, bringing together more than 20 of the region's most beloved chefs and breweries and distilleries and vineyards. It is a one-of-a-kind of experience taking place on Monday, next Monday, 6 to 9 p.m. Every bite and every sip supports a greater cause. All the proceeds benefit the Oregon Food Bank. It's your chance to taste Portland at its finest. Tasteofpdx.com. You can get tickets there. This is coming up on Monday, 6 to 9 p.m. Bricks Tavern, Jake's Grill, Nostrana, South Park Seafood, among the others who are participating. Here to talk about it, Mark Byram with the Urban Restaurant Group. Bricks Tavern, among other his creations. World Forestry Center Monday with live music. Mark, thanks for doing this, man. Or you're doing it for a good cause.
Thank you for having me again, John. Yes, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, you're good. You're good. We're golden.
All right, fantastic. But yeah, thanks for having me on again, and looking forward to just a great opportunity to bring people back to Portland and showcase what our restaurant scene is.
Give us an idea. You know, you own and operate restaurants. It's a tough business. It's an unforgiving business. And part of this mission of this event is to get people thinking about the restaurants who are downtown. You've got several offerings that are downtown, among other places in the region. But, you know, can you maybe speak to that a little bit?
Yeah, that's you know that this is what it's about. It's an opportunity for people to come out and see a bunch of the restaurants down in the World Forestry Center, come out, try their food, you know, kind of think about, hey, we haven't been down to like La Chon, which is a great restaurant, get to try their food, and just kind of out of sight, out of mind kind of mentality, bring it back in front of them and hopefully revitalize and bring more people downtown to dine.
This is going on Monday, 6 to 9 p.m., tasteofpdx.com if you'd like to get tickets to it. Give us an idea. All right, so you buy a ticket to this thing, go to the World Forestry Center on Monday, 6 yeah. o'clock to 9 o'clock. What would you see? What would you expect as you walk through the doors?
Well, we're blessed right now. It looks like the weather's going to be nice, so the full execution of the plan is going to happen. You're going to walk in, check in. You'll be greeted. We're going to have Carlitas out there serving tacos, and then we're going to have Bartini making up beverages, so we'll have some pass appetizers and some beverages going for everybody as they wait to get in, which is a great opportunity, so you don't feel like you're being rushed through the door to see the rest of the restaurant, so it's more of a relaxed environment. We'll have cornhole set up. I'll be lighted. We'll have music outside while you wait for the doors open if you get there early, which I do recommend. And then you'll proceed into the ballroom, if you will, and there'll be the various restaurants and wineries and breweries all throughout the space that you can walk up to and taste whatever you like. And it just, you know, I know it's tough at $50 for some people to think about justifying that, but it's a one of a kind of event. I mean, it's like the food court haven with the best restaurants in the city. So it's a great opportunity to try a bunch of different food, you know, support your local community of the restaurant scenes down here in the Portland area. And hopefully, you know, just everybody has just a wonderful time.
For people who are interested, you can get those tickets online at tasteofpdx.com. Mark, you've been in this business a while. Tell me, like, how did you get drawn into the restaurant business? What was your start? Because now you're with all these restaurants with the Urban Restaurant Group. I'm interested in this.
I guess progression through the process, right? I found that I loved the industry and started my first business, which I had no idea what I was doing. I was brought up in fine dining in a restaurant environment. So I thought, what the heck, let's open a nightclub. So Voodoo Lounge in 2003 was our first venture ever. So we opened that, and that left us the opportunity to open up Bartini or an Urban Fondue, which are still in business, and we're coming up on our 23rd year in business. Dang. Up there at Bartini and Urban Fondue. So that's how I got my teeth cut into it. And then after that, I just, the passion, the love and dedication and just sharing our crazy madness of ideas and restaurants.
You are relentless, and I love it because, you know, you have gone into a bunch of different restaurants and different types of restaurants, and you got something for everyone. But I love that you're getting behind this event. It's going to benefit the food bank as well, so people who are interested, you can, you're doing a good thing by showing up on Monday at 6 o'clock, getting a ticket to Taste of Portland. Tasteofpdx.com for tickets. How important is it to get a ticket? Or will you be able to walk up at the door? What do you recommend?
Definitely want to buy tickets online. We're down to, I think, 90 tickets left. So wow. I anticipate probably by the end of this show, maybe we'll be sold out. So I'm hoping for, fingers crossed. So don't wait. If you want to come, get online to go buy tickets right now. It will be sold out.
All right. Tasteofpdx.com if you want to be a BFT listener who jumps in on this. Mark, we got about a minute left here. You went to the Penn State-Oregon game. You've been to other games.
Yes.
I've run into you over the years on the road. What's on your bucket list now that the Ducks are in the Big Ten? What else do you want to see?
The last couple things, Ryder Cup. I'd love to go there and see that in Ireland. And I'm holding out for the Blazers for an NBA championship. I've checked off the been to the Super Bowl. I've been to the World Series. Been to a major for golf. Been to the NC Final Four and championship game. So, and I've obviously seen the Ducks play in the national title a few times. So, Omaha would be amazing, holding off my Ducks to get there as well. So I think if I had to prioritize it, I'd want the Ducks in Omaha, Blazers in the NBA championship, and then Ryder Cup.
Let it happen. All right, and good luck with the event on Monday, 6 to 9 at the World Forestry Center, tasteofpdx.com. Mark, thank you for joining us. Thanks for what you're doing.
I appreciate it, John. Have a great weekend.
All right, there he goes. Go check it out. What are you doing on Monday night, 6 to 9? Surprise your significant other. Say, hey, I got tickets. We're going to Taste of Portland. World Forestry Center is great venue. They've got live music. Sounds like it's going to be a great evening celebrating all the culinary and beverage scene of the Pacific Northwest. Mark himself and some others are bringing this back. And I said, he was telling me about it. He was really excited about it. And I ran into him and I said, you know what? Why don't you come on the show and talk about it? And I love when people have an idea and a passion. So I support Mark and I support this this event. Tasteofpdx.com if you want to get tickets. All right, done my part there. The 5 at 5 is coming up. Plus John Wilner in the 5 o'clock hour will talk about the college football weekend.